As we near the end of the octave of Pentecost, these glorious days in which we repeat and recall and contemplate the wondrous mysteries of the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost upon the apostles and the rest of the newly born church, born at Calvary from the side of Christ, now baptized in the Holy Spirit. And of course, it is, as I have said, by the power of the Holy Spirit that all the sacraments and everything that is good in our spiritual life takes place. And so we continue in these glorious days. And of course, tomorrow there are two very special days. On the one hand, it is the Ember Friday of the week of the Pentecost and of May. And of course, during the next few weeks, including this Saturday, many young men are going to be ordained deacons or priests. And it is for this reason that we have yesterday the Ember Wednesday of this week, tomorrow the Ember Friday. And of course, everyone asks, because it is Pentecost, if they can eat meat or whatever. Tomorrow is a day of partial fasting, at least in the first two meals of the day, and then of abstinence from meat of any kind. And so, and the reason is because of the Ember days, of these days that we pray, and we pray to God with all our heart to send us holy priests and holy bishops. In addition, tomorrow, we celebrate the feast of Our Lady, Help of Christians. And of course, it was under this auspice, to begin with, that St. Pius V, using the rosary, prayed to Our Lady and asked for the victory that was supposed to take place when the Muslims were attacking Europe, and it was on October the 7th of 1571 that the victory came. And so she was Our Lady indeed, Help of Christians, but she was also, and the first title of that feast was A Lady of Victory, who won victory over the enemies of the church. And so today, too, we need to pray to her to help us in these terrible days in which we live to win victory for us again, for the sacred tradition and the sacred liturgy that we so espouse and love, and that all the evils that afflict the church and the clergy of the church throughout the whole world may be gone once and for all. May we prevail, and may our prayers and sacrifices be enough and sufficiently deep that we may tug upon the heart of Our Lady and of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today also is, in some martyrologies, the feast of Jesus Christ, High Priest and King of the Universe. So to him we pray, especially later when we adore him in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist at benediction, and beseech him to help us to win the victory once again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.